Hey, 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 yes, you are in the right place. This is a Yup podcast, but just a quick shout out to Norway. Hey, you are putting the Yup podcast on the map. Yes, Yup, I got you. It's trending in Norway. Hey, Norway, thank you. You other countries listening out there, hey, put me on the map. Hey, and then a quick shout out for my brother, Mike Baldwin, who has a new endeavor. That is icecreamgraphics.com, where you find totally original cool graphics. They are dead on for what you want. So go visit Mike Baldwin at icecreamgraphics.com. So I, and then the word scream, then graphics, then .com. You know how to find it. Yes, I screwed it up before, but this is a new and better day.
Yep. This is what you need. Yep. Yeah, I care about you. Yep. Yeah, we're going to be friends, so stay tuned. So excited you're with me today.
Hey, here we go. Wasn't it great when we had Adrian on the last podcast? I'll tell you what, it was a little bit of an editing, challenge, nightmare. Man, I need like two mics so I can at least have two channels and a mixer. And so those of you out there that are appreciating the podcast, hey, I have a website up. It is yup.solutions, not yup.com, yup.solutions. You can go there. You can access all the podcasts there. You can also, there's a donate button if you want to do that. There's some other ways to support me if you want to do that. No, there's no merchandise yet, but it's coming. I'm making progress. Man, I'll tell you, doing this stuff is a lot of work. And I'm also recording on video the podcast. So for better or for worse, hopefully it's for better. It's funny, I keep looking at myself. But yeah, welcome everyone. Yes. I'm so glad you're here, and you are the people that make the difference. You are the ones that inspire me, and you inspire those around you, because you press in, you press to improve, you press to live a different, a more than normal life, an exceptional life. You are after the great life, and you are going to get it. And what we talk about here is those things that help you get there. So much of this stuff is small steps, but it helps you to get to that great life, to leave those things that hold you, that keep you from that great life, that sap and use your mental energy, that sap your strength because you're stressed and you're worried. We're talking about the good stuff. But today we're going to depart from the woo-woo stuff a little bit, and we're going to just talk about some of the strange things that I do and incorporate in my life. You know, many of you know that I enjoy cigars, and I also enjoy bourbon. Bourbon is probably my like beverage of choice other than the cocktail, which is a Long Island iced tea, which I also love. And you're just like, Tom, you talk about like some of these health things, and I've talked about COVID and different health things, and I seem to be a little bit of a contradiction. And as we talk today, you're going to find out that that is probably even more true. The reason why I will dump a Diet Coke down the sink, but I will smoke a cigar. Crazy, crazy stuff. So let's just start there. Why would I dump a Diet Coke down the sink and smoke a cigar? Well, first, let's talk about my cigar habit a bit and why I started the cigar habit. And I started smoking cigars because I was hanging out with some friends, and they were friends that I wanted to hang out with. And so they offered me a cigar, and I had it. And the first time I had a cigar, I turned like absolutely green, because good friends shouldn't give you bad cigars. And it turns out that friend didn't turn out to be so great. And he gave me, a nasty cigar. I'm not going to say it, because maybe there's some of you out there that actually smoke that cigar, and you would have a tendency, although you're pretty awesome and you guys don't do this, but get offended. No. But I quickly realized that I am a workaholic, and I'm always up and I'm always doing things and I'm always going. And that when I smoked a cigar, I sat down and I got so much energy and relaxation and fulfillment from smoking a cigar with friends. Yes, it was like a period of time, this window where there was no stress And there was that stuff that we can't define that comes in and refreshes us. And so, no, I don't smoke cigars every day. Sometimes I get together multiple times a week with friends and have cigars. But I'm also a puffer. That means that we don't inhale. We take puffs and puff it out. And that's plenty with a cigar to get the taste. Now, are there negative health benefits? Yes. Are they the same as smoking? No. Are there health benefits to doing things that relieve your stress? Yes. So I measure the risk versus benefit. And for me, the benefit is huge because I just don't stop. I was thinking last night, I did a video with a cigar and it wasn't necessarily very relaxing. And I'm not sure that I need to make that a habit. But if you guys want to catch it, it's on my new YouTube channel, Cigar Night. And that'll be fun. Just talking smack, not smack, talking good stuff. So, but Tom doesn't drink a Diet Coke because there are all kinds of chemicals in there, aspartame, and depending on what you drink, it may be NutraSweet and things that are just not natural to your body. Tobacco is a naturally grown substance. You may argue, was it made to be smoked? I would argue, how could it not be made to smoke? But Tom, yeah, will dump a Diet Coke down the drain and not drink it, but he will smoke a cigar. What other weird things does Tom do? Well, Tom eats animal fats. And you're just, aren't you going to get a heart attack? Well, let me tell you a little bit. And this is what I know about animal fats versus other kinds of fats that our bodies were designed to pass those natural fats through. And those natural fats are the preferred energy of our body. Now, our body will run on sugar and our brains will run on sugar, but our brains and our bodies are like hybrid cars. They can run on sugar or they can run on fat. They're going to choose sugar first, like carbs first, because it's easier to convert to energy. But fat energy is sustained. And you're just like, well, aren't there healthy fats like vegetable oil, canola oils? Well, there are a couple healthy fats that are from vegetables, but they are avocados and olives. All those other oils, those oils that you've been taught. Now, do your own research. Don't just believe me, okay? I could just be shooting. I'm not, because I have done my research, but you need to do your research. Those oils, man, I sometimes get distracted looking at myself. Those oils, they are unstable oils. Now, they look stable. They look golden clear in the jar or the container, the plastic container in there, but they are not. When they go into your bodies and they go through your arteries, they are like drinking little shards of glass or consuming little shards of glass. And so there's this layer in your blood vessels called the endothelium layer. And these oils go through and they're unstable and they're like little pieces of glass and they go through and they just like cut up the inside of your arteries. Well, guess what? That needs to be healed. Guess what comes and heals the things that cut up your arteries? And let's just add insult to injury here. You eat those unstable fats. Now, we're not talking animal fats. We are talking canola, soybean, vegetable oil, shortening, those hydrogenated, those trans fats. Well, those unstable fats, they go through and they just wreak havoc on your arteries and cut them up. So who comes to the rescue? You guessed it. Cholesterol. Your body makes cholesterol. And some of you out there don't know that. But like when people take different kinds of medications like statin and things like that, it is to suppress your body's production of cholesterol. Now, cholesterol is so important for so many things in the body, including the repair of the endothelium layer, where those bad foods, like eating fried foods also, that's why Tom will have bacon, but he won't have fried chicken. Seems like they're the same thing. They're not, because the fried chicken has those unstable fats. So now if you can look ahead, you know where I'm going in this. So the cholesterol comes and your cholesterol raises because you're eating these bad fats. And so your body needs cholesterol to repair the damage to your artery. And so it repairs the damage to your arteries. You eat more of those unstable fats, scrapes it up again. So you've just scraped the scab. So the cholesterol builds on that scab again. Well, guess what eventually happens over time if you continue to eat those unstable fats and those bad oils? You get plugged arteries. Now, tell me why nobody is telling us that. Tell me why this information is out there. Tell me why we have all this false information. Your body is producing cholesterol because you need it because you're on a crap diet eating crap food. Not all fats are the same. And so for me and my family, we eat healthy fats. I have dumped and thrown away every bit of cholesterol or vegetable oil, canola oil, any of those unstable oils. And we just eat. We save the bacon fat. We use like tallow. I've made my own tallow. We do things like that because our bodies were designed to eat animals. And you're just like, oh, whoa. And if you're a vegan, let me just tell you, I've been a vegan. I've lived your life. And I'm not going to say this across the board, but I have like a thyroid disease called Hashimoto's. And when I was a vegan for 6 months, actually, it's so funny, because I think it was a year, but my wife says it was only 6 months. But if any of you know, when you miss those healthy fats in your diet and stuff, your memory just goes to crap. And if you ever want to see a vegan in the grocery store, you just watch the ones that are kind of wandering around and they keep going down the same aisle. Those animal fats are essential. Now, I'm not arguing the ethics because I believe there's a way to raise animals ethically and harvest them. But we need that. There are vitamins in animals that we need. So the other thing is, I am mainly a carnivore. Now, I eat very limited vegetables, but if you consume organ meats and you eat the muscle meats, you get lots of vitamins and you get lots of nutrients. What has that done for me? Well, let's go back because I skipped ahead. I was a vegan. My Hashimoto's just exploded. I had so much inflammation in my body. And those of you that deal with inflammation know you have just pain getting up. You have pain laying down. You have pain sleeping. You have pain doing about everything. And so you take ibuprofen. And those of you that don't know about ibuprofen are NSAIDs and they do not do well for your gut. And so that also leads to something called leaky gut, which leaks proteins and different things into your bloodstream that shouldn't be there, because that healthy layer in your gut that protects from those things, those proteins mainly, from getting in there, and you start developing food allergies and all kinds of things. So being a vegan for me caused tremendous inflammation that led to taking a lot of ibuprofen, which then compromised my gut further. Now, lots of vegetables have things called lectins in them. And they are also things that just wreak havoc on your gut. Okay, now let me tell you, I'm not an expert, but I've done a lot of reading. And so I do know some of this stuff, but I'm not proclaiming to be an expert. And this is anecdotal to Tom. But those lectins further compromise my gut, which increased my inflammation, which just caught me in this huge cycle to the point where I couldn't even bend over to pick anything up. And if I got down on my hands and knees, potentially I couldn't get up. So my journey back is I started to add in meat, but then you guys know, we screw up and I screwed up and I started eating meat and I started eating all kinds of garbage. And yes, I did get some of those bad oils. I never went out and bought a jug of them, but I started eating products like Cheetos and Doritos and things that are made with those oils and started eating way too much sugar. And so the inflammation got a little better and my memory got a little better as I was introducing those healthy fats into my diet again, but I was still not good. And so recently what I've done is I've cut out almost all the carbs. I would say 99% of the carbs in my diet, and I'm just eating meats and fats, and that included in that in dairy products. Can I tell you anecdotally, my inflammation is like at 1% of what it was before. I don't have those aches and pains. Now, I'm 53, so there are some aches and pains, but like my kids the other day, they looked at my hands, and my hands, usually my right hand is very swollen due to the inflammation I deal with and working with my hands. And my kids are like, wow, Dad, your hands are normal size. Here's the deal, and you may not like this, but all foods have defense mechanisms. But animals, once they are processed, their defense mechanisms are dealt with. And so your body can eat them and get the nutrition from them. Now, vegetables, man, they have all kinds of defense mechanisms that you either have to ferment them or cook them a very long time to get around those. So those come into the body. And there's a lot of information out there that you can find about this. I am just scratching the absolute surface because I'm hoping that I'm opening the door for some of you out there for some new thoughts about health, about your physical health that may make a difference, that may turn the corner for you. And so that inflammation as I'm just eating those. Do I crave carbs? Yes, at first I did crave carbs, but there are some cheats and hacks. Like, you can eat dairy, so you go out and buy yogurt, but you get it sweetened with alternative things like stevia. And raw honey is actually okay, but you need to make sure, and here's the thing, you need to be a label reader. Raw honey, well, often it'll say made with honey, and then you read the back, it says cane sugar, and then there's a little honey added. You got to pay attention to that. Same thing with ice cream. You can get ice cream that's high fat, made with whole cream. It's really good, but you've got to check the sweeteners and that it's sweetened with like stevia or and none of the chemical crap. Okay, let's go with the natural sweeteners, not like aspartame and NutraSweet, although maybe you want to do that. Can I tell you, just from a feeling standpoint, when I eat things with that in it, I just don't feel good, and I just don't like that, so I don't do that. So Tom's inflammation is almost gone. So yeah, I am. And I'm also a contradiction because, you know, I'm a fat guy giving health advice. But I'll tell you, most fat people, I guarantee you, I've lost more weight than you ever will in your life. We deal, and it's part of the reason I do this podcast. Do I want to go here? Yeah, I'll go here for a minute. There are pains and struggles in our lives that cause us to overeat, to comfort ourselves. And you probably heard this. And so we go through cycles, but one of the big things for me is managing stress. And that's why I've incorporated cigars in my life, because traditionally I haven't managed stress well and has led to my overeating. And so cigars and friends are one of the things that are helping me manage. And I am losing weight ever so slowly. So those of you out there, I hope I never come across as having all this figured out, because I absolutely 100% have some things figured out. And the rest of it, I'm walking this journey with you. So Tom smokes cigars, drinks bourbon. Oh, let's talk about alcohol. Alcohol is interesting. And you may have heard this, that people are like, when they're feeling sick and stuff, and at night they'll say, oh, I just take a shot of whiskey and I wake up fine in the morning, and the alcohol killed whatever that was. Well, that's a really nice thought, but that's not exactly how it works. And I'll get into that in a minute. But there are a lot of studies out there about alcohol and people that consume a lot, people that consume a little. And I'm just going to give it to you in a nutshell really quick. But people that consume alcohol moderately, like we'll say 3 to 4 times a week, like one drink. Okay, we're not talking a lot of drinks. We're talking an ounce or two. Live the longest out of all those groups. Okay, there are the excess. You know what happens to them? They're the ones that don't, the teetotalers. And yeah, you can, if you're one of those, bless you. And it's okay. I was for 35 years. And then to get out of my jerk life, I had to, I was kind of a religious jerk. And so I had to indulge in some things to, get free of some of that legalism and rule following. Anyway, so moderate consumption is good. But what alcohol does, when you're sick and you have just a little bit, you can't have too much, what it does, your body treats it as a poison. And you're just like, well, Tom, that's not good. Well, in a sense, it's not good, but it works like homeopathy. And I don't know if you're familiar with homeopathy out there. In a way, some of you are going to be like, well, it's not exactly true. But there is a similar mechanism of action. So your body treats it as poison, so it stimulates your immune system. And so as you take that, it's like the immune system calling all hands on deck for the battle. And so the alcohol doesn't kill it. It is like the signaling to your immune system. Okay, this is also how a vaccine works, which I am not necessarily a proponent of. And so a vaccine is, and I think I've talked about this in a previous podcast, like the one before this last one, it has a virus in it, but it's either dead or it's very weakened. And so what do they have to put in a vaccine? They have to put something like alcohol, but it is a neurotoxin. It is mercury or aluminum. So it stimulates your immune system to react to the virus that's there. So it builds antibodies. So if you're feeling a little sick or something, there's a thought for you. So Tom is, He does some weird things. And, you know, I used to be a huge soda addict, and that was really hard to break. One of the things that I found, and this is just a little hack, if you're a soda drinker and you're wanting to break the soda habit, the Virgil's Zero Soda is a wonderful alternative. And those dang sparkling waters, you have to drink about, I think, 40 to 50, but then it starts to like, you start to like them and stuff. So sometimes you have to hang in there with things for a while before they actually work. So we're going to finish up here. The YouTube folks, as I'm recording, just got some bonus material as Tom just kind of lost his place a little bit. My favorite thing is making bulletproof coffee, inspired and created by Dave Asprey. And what is bulletproof coffee? If you're like a latte or a mocha drinker, this is a great alternative. You make some coffee, however you want to do it, French press, pour over in the pot, percolate it, however you want to do it. You pour it into a blender cup with a couple tablespoons of grass-fed butter and some MCT oil. Don't put too much MCT oil in, probably a tablespoon to start, maybe two after that, because there is an effect called disaster pants. And yeah, you don't want that if you put too much MCT oil in. So I also add collagen powder, and I also add cacao butter. It's great for the flavor. And I add some fiber to it from its inner fuel, also from Bulletproof. You blend that up for about 15 to 20 seconds, and you pour it in a cup, and you have some frothy goodness. So it's been fun today talking about my little, the weird things that I do. But I do a lot of research, and there's some things maybe you want to dive into a little bit and find out, and maybe some information about some things in your diet that you didn't know. And you're just like, Tom, how can you get enough vitamins from being on a carnivore diet? All I can tell you is that I do take some, but I have felt better than I have felt in a very, very, very long time. And I have more energy, and I'm getting more done than I have in a long time. So, my friends, hey, you are my community. I so appreciate you. I so appreciate you listening. Remember, the website is up. It's yup.solutions. Would love to get some guests on. If you feel the love and you want to send a little love my way, there are some links on there where you can do that. I so appreciate it. I'm looking for two mics, and then I'm looking for a couple stands for them and some mixer, a mixer for that. And it's about $1,500. So, hey, you guys have a great day. Go Impact. Because why? Because I got you. I do. I got you. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Just some exit notes here. If you're listening to this, you're listening to one of three podcasts. There are two other podcasts you might be interested in. So there is my Sanguin podcast, there is the Yup podcast, and a podcast specifically designed for encouraging women of all ages, the Yes Women podcast. I just encourage you to go and try some more of Tom Baldwin's podcast.